are you going? Better, are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Does anybody really believe that a reporter who nobody ever heard of went to his mailbox and found my tax returns at NBC News fake news?
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben Donald
Trump
says,
oh no, I had my wires tapped.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space in her.
Donald
Trump
says,
he doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally.
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, be a Superman!
Super duper Superman!
Isn't this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald
Trump!
This world new order! Everyone a foreign race! We love
Donald Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder! When
Donald
Trump
says,
well, I'm president, right? Are you not entertained?
Be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil! Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
It was Colonel Mustard in the kitchen because he's Muslim. Game over. I win. It's done. Let's play Guess Who. Okay, you're Philip. Game over. I win again.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Do you know whether Trump Tower was wiretapped?
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
there was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
Put a camera in the microwave. You sure you don't want to just wiretap his phones, Doc? We'll put a little secret camera right there in the back of his microwave. Keep an eye on him.
How long does it take to warm up KFC, Melania? Melania?
I'm not Inspector Gadget. I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign.
Terrible! Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trumpster Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by court earlier? A new low. I bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phone in October just prior to election. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate. Bad or sick guy.
The week ends without President Trump having provided evidence of his claim that he was wiretapped by President Obama.
Does the White House want this to go away, or does this have legs?
Questions about the president demanding any and all proof, any evidence that he was wiretapped, are not going away.
The Department of Justice appearing to miss a deadline today to hand over evidence that the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower during the campaign.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes.
About the issue with the president talking about tapping Trump Tower, that evidence still remains the same, that we don't have any evidence that that took place.
Did you ever give him any reason to believe that he was wiretapped by the previous administration?
The answer is no.
The president has one of two choices, either retract or to provide the information that the American people deserve, because if his predecessor violated the law, President Obama violated the law, we've got a serious issue here, to say the least.
Do you have any reason to think that this charge is true?
I have no reason to believe that the charge is true, but I also believe that the President of the United States could clear this up in a minute.
The president was very clear in his tweet that it was, you know, wiretapping. That spans a whole host of surveillance types of options. The House and the Senate intelligence committees will now look into that and provide a report back. But I think that there has been numerous reports from a variety of outlets over the last couple months that seem to indicate that there has been different types of surveillance that occurred during the 2016 election.
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
there was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
It would appear she's citing some of the WikiLeaks documents that mentioned a lot of these intelligence activities or alleged intelligence activities by the Central Intelligence Agency, and the government has often frowned upon using WikiLeaks as a source due to the way they acquire information.
Is she saying that she believes Trump Tower was wiretapped and maybe through the microwave?
No, she's
and
not.
What's the historical parallel here?
Well, there's actually, I mean, I know the Walter would agree that Walter would agree that it's the French and Indian War. But moving on from that.
What about Eleanor Roosevelt's hair dryer spying?
The melancholy reality here is that she was not answering the question. I don't think she believes that. What she was doing was putting out, to go to something Harold said a moment ago, she was undermining the trust in institutions.
Right. Do you know whether Trump Tower was wiretapped?
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder if Obama, you know, turned on the TVs and the microwaves in Trump Tower. This is, and the historical analogy here is the birther conspiracy.
Right.
We don't have to go back very far, right? And Senator McCain says, the president needs to retract this. He's never retracted that. Remember, they said during the campaign, he doesn't want to talk about it anymore because it had had the effect
he wanted
to have.
So, Walter, I'm going to get to you.
The suggestion was that there was a FISA warrant taken out on the president. The president basically made that assertion himself, blaming a former president of a felony, calling him a bad or sick person, and offering no proof.
How did you find out? You said, I just found out. How did you learn that?
I've been reading about things. I read in, I think it was January 20th, a New York Times article where they were talking about wiretapping. There was an article, I think they used that exact term. I read other things. I watched your friend Brett Baer the day previous, where he was talking about certain very complex sets of things happening. And wiretapping. I said, wait a minute, there's a lot of wiretapping being talked about. I've been seeing a lot of things.
The President of the United States read it in the New York Times 6 weeks before he tweeted it. And in that same interview, he called the New York Times dishonest media.
Every intelligence agency reports to you. Why not immediately go to them and gather evidence to support that?
Because I don't want to do anything that's going to violate any strength of an agency.
Because I don't want to do anything that's going to violate any strength of an agency. If you're trying to make sense of that sentence, you can stop now. There is nothing in that sentence that makes sense. Donald Trump simply chose to provide words after the question mark of the question. The words have no relationship to the question.
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
What I can say is there are many ways to surveil each other now, unfortunately.
Do you believe
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
That Trump missed yet another deadline, though. I mean, you do understand, this is the same person who missed deadlines for his ISIS plan, right? His Russian hacking info deadline. We never heard about that. I'm still waiting for Melania to give the press conference she promised on whether she was working illegally when she first came to America. Yeah, deadline after deadline. Trump's like, let me tell you, and then he never does. You know what he is? Basically, Trump's a magician who never finishes a trick. That's what he is. Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, I've placed this lady into a box. All right, let's move on.
Viva la raza!
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Mamacita, we got that passion that's lasting long. School headers fall in love with that Latin charm.
One woman isn't enough, amigo. Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque somos Latino.
And we tougher than tough, calling your bluff, cuz.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
We don't care if you like us. Everybody wants to fight us.
Hey, oye lo claro, we ain't the ones you wanna meet.
Hay nada más caliente,
we're too hot for you.
Latino heat, chavito heat.
We can't be weak, coming from
the streets of the ghetto. At the end of the week, we get to keep your dinero. You're fast asleep when we sneak in your gossip.
Your life sucks when you're bankrupt and we laugh.
You can't trust none of us cause we Latin.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Yo, it's Chavo,
it's Eddie,
are you ready?
No.
Two men who try to tell us what we already know. Feel the heat whenever we meet. Mira que pasa.
If you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
Viva la raza.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Mamacita, we got that passion that's lasting long.
Los mujeres fall in love with that Latin charm.
One woman isn't enough, amigo.
Siempre cogiendo más mujeres porque somos Latino.
And we tougher than tough, calling your bluff, cuz.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
We don't care if you like us. Everybody wants to fight us.
Hey, oye lo claro, we ain't the ones you wanna meet.
Hay nada más caliente,
we're too hot for you.
Latino heat, Chavito heat.
We can't be weak, coming from the streets of the ghetto.
At the end of the week, we get to keep your dinero.
You're fast asleep when we sneak in your gossip.
Your life sucks when you're bankrupt and we laugh.
You can't trust none of us cause we Latin.
We lie, we cheat, we steal. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Yo, it's Chavo,
it's Eddie,
are you ready?
No.
Two men try to tell us what we already know.
Feel the heat whenever we meet.
Mira que pasa.
If you're not cheating,
you're not trying.
Viva la raza.
And it's sort of like an amazing thing.
Now, here's one thing I'll tell you.
A couple of people said presidential. And I gave a sporting analogy. It's like, do we want to change at this point? Do we want to change? Do I look like a president? How handsome am I, right?
How handsome?
Somebody said he really does look good, but, you know, I don't think he's presidential.
And I'm looking at this stage of people, my competitors.
Does Hillary look presidential to you? Huh?
Yeah.
There are basically two things that I want to make really clear. As for myself as your speaker, I am not going to defend Donald Trump. Not now, not in the future. Look, you guys know I have real concerns with our nominee. His comments are indefensible. They're not in keeping with our principles. So I'm not going to try to defend him.
People are screaming about Russia.
You know that after destroying of Soviet Union, we have quite a long period about very low interest to healthcare of Russia and health of Russian people. This not good period for our country and for our population is finished. And now we would say that we face a lot of new changes in policy of our government and of our Ministry of Health. So first of all, I would say that we would like to improve access new technology for Russian population, for Russian patients. Second point, we think about how to improve efficiency of money which our government spends to healthcare system. And the third point, initiatives which our government is doing to improve quality of domestic health technologies.
Trump's health, he's got the kind of glow you can only get from being in top shape or after vacationing at Chernobyl. Mr. Trump has had a recent complete medical examination that showed only positive results. Mr. Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency.
I thought about it all day, and at the end, I get rushed and I get anxious when I get rushed. So I had 5 minutes to sit right at this desk and write that letter while the driver waited.
Now, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
This will be a plan where you can choose your doctor. This will be a plan where you can choose your plan.
And you know what the plan is? This is the plan.
27, 28-year-old individuals don't need care that's for folks, you know, that talks about certain things, that a plan that has certain things that are towards the end of life.
How many hearings, open hearings with the witness testimony and the like, have you had on this bill?
We've had a series of hearings over the last several years.
No, in this Congress, though, how many hearings in this Congress on this bill?
We have gone to the American people with Paul Ryan's Better Way.
How many hearings has your committee had on this bill?
We had a 27-hour marathon session.
How many hearings has your committee had on this bill?
We've had a series of hearings over the last several years.
The Trump care, it's in huge trouble. It's too conservative for moderates. It's too moderate for conservatives. It's like a Formula One race car made by Volvo that runs on the tears of old people. Doctors hate it. Retirees hate it. Humans hate it. Breitbart hates it. It's opposed by the AARP.
I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives. I think we're going to have a tremendous success. It's a complicated process, but actually it's very simple. It's called good health care.
Congressional Budget Office, which released a damning report on the Republican health care plan on Monday that projected the bill would cause a stunning 24 million Americans to lose coverage.
The CBO report with some tough numbers for supporters of the Republican health plan.
It is a bad report for the Ryan bill.
The CBO says the GOP plan would leave 14 million fewer people insured by next year and a total of 24 million fewer by 2026.
I'm excited about this analysis, and I'm really actually, frankly, encouraged.
Mr. Speaker, if you're encouraged by this CBO report, what's a CBO report you're discouraged by?
Costs for some low-income older Americans would spike 750%. A 64-year-old with a $26,000 salary could see a huge spike in their premiums from $1,700 a year under Obamacare to nearly $15,000 under the GOP plan, a nearly $13,000 a year increase.
The populace, the friends of Trump who are in his ear saying, get away from Ryan, call it Ryan Care, shelve this whole plan, urging him to move away from it.
They're concerned that he's jeopardizing his presidency by basically backing this plan.
I think Donald Trump's going to get caught on this in 2020. I think this is a trap set for Trump.
Obviously, the major components are staying intact because this is something we wrote with President Trump.
Excellent.
Also a big test for President Trump, who's going to be wooing some key members of Congress next week. He's inviting them to the White House for an exclusive pizza and bowling party to see if he can convince them.
What's the plan? The plan is the plan. Will I still be insured? Third base.
Exciting for us because we could expect some global changes in healthcare, in education, and in the industry, domestic industry.
It is a letter Donald Trump produced last December to prove he is healthy, a note that has been ripped apart by other doctors because of what they say is strange wording, medically incorrect terms, and its unprofessional conclusions. Trump's test results were astonishingly excellent, he writes.
Yeah, I talked to the president prior to this, and he said, to quote him very clearly, they may have been phony in the past, but it's very real now.
Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. And so maybe rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and they want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest it in their own health care.
We've been warning you about the deep state Obama holdover government bureaucrats who are hell-bent on destroying this president.
We're talking about the intelligence community deep state.
The deep state bureaucracy and the deep state media.
Left-wing deep state forces.
Deep state conspiracy.
The deep state that we talk about. They're out for blood.
Remember General Michael Flynn? General Michael Flynn was a foreign agent. The president's first national security advisor, who lied to the vice president about his conversations with Russian leaders and was forced to resign after 24 days on the job, was also working to help the Turkish leader as a lobbyist during the U.S. presidential campaign. Michael Flynn now admits he was working to help Recep Erdogan, the authoritarian Turkish president, during the run-up to the United States election. Got $500,000 while, among other things, writing an op-ed for The Hill saying how great Erdogan was and how awful a Turkish dissident was, backed by the United States. And he did that while we were deciding who would be our next president. And while he, the former Army Lieutenant General and intelligence chief, was on the campaign trail with Donald Trump, complaining about pay for play, as he was paid to play by a businessman in support of the Turkish leader whose voting base is Islamic voters.
Lock her up. That's right. Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
He chanted about Hillary Clinton. Lock her up. Before he was on the Trump transition team and before he became the National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn registered as a foreign agent, not before he became one last year, but night before last, retroactively. And now the man who paid him is actually asking for his $500,000 back. It's too much lying and too much Russia and too much smoke, and now they're investigating.
Maybe this is the last episode.
And it might be at that. Meanwhile, on a nearby hillside...
Well, that does it, Natasha. When the creeper grabs them, they stays grabbed. This will show fearless leader who's smarter, him or me.
Well, which is bad enough?
Him, you.
Fearless leader here? But I thought we had laws against that kind of thing.
You fool! Laws only keep out honest people.
What do you mean?
If you're a crook, you sneak in anyway.
But...
Don't miss our next controversial episode, Vacation Days, or Visit to a Small Panic.
Thanks so much to
Stephen, Colbert, Trevor, Noah, Sean, Spicer, Kellyanne, Conway, Seth, Myers,
Brett,
Fire.
Thanks also to
MSNBC,
CNN, Fox,
Mark, Hamill, Devon, Nunes, Jeff,
Sessions, McCain.
Thanks to
Jake, Tapper,
Smith,
Morning, Joe, Tucker, Carlson, Lawrence, Mitch McConnell.
And thanks to
Paul, Ryan, Harold, Bornstein,
Chris,
Hayes, Montgomery, Burns, Jason, Chaffetz, Shepard, Smith, Boris, Badenov, Spike, Jones, Henry, Mancini, Booker,
T,
MGs, Paul, Rayla, Eddie, Guerrero.
And thanks to
Peter, Serafinovich, Golden, Earring,
for making Donald
drunk.
Great again.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.